Yes,
okay?
I am. Of 2017 and 2018, I was the Lorraine International Italian Queen.
And what do you remember most about that experience?
Oh, gosh. The moment that I won, I think. I think that, for me, I was shocked. My family was shocked. My my grandparents were, like, on the floor. They were crying and everything. It was a very fun event to go to. One of my most favorite things about, you know, being a queen and being able to, like, travel all around Ohio to the different festivals and events was actually the Circleville Pumpkin Show. That was one of my favorite ones that I got to go to. It's like, this weird underground society of all of these different, like, pageant queens and princesses and things like that. And ever since I got involved in it, I just wanted to continue to stay involved, which is exactly why I'm here today as the Lorraine International Secretary this year. I actually run their website as well as all their social media and all of that fun stuff. And I also do a myriad of other things as well.
How important do you think it is to get, I don't say youth involved? I mean, there's the princesses that are a part of it, but a lot of times the people that are behind the scenes that sort of keep this engine running, you know, they need some, I guess, enthusiasm that would be added to it. And that's probably what you bring to it.
Yes. I highly recommend, if anybody's interested in being a part of our board, you can. It's just something that I think getting the youth involved is such a great idea, only because I think the youth getting involved in any organization is a great idea. I think we bring fresh ideas. We bring, you know, a liveliness to us, you know, and we've never done it before. So it's like, it's fun getting to go to all of these new and exciting events and things like that.
What was it that made you say, you know, I want to try this back in 2017?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I just wanted to represent my culture, and I wanted to show that, like, Italians can come in any shape and size, really. And I was always one to really love my Italian culture. My grandparents instilled that in me, and so did my parents. So I just really wanted to share my love of my culture with everybody else.
And, of course, what was it like sort of when they said, okay, the international festival's back on?
So exciting. So exciting. I wish we could have had it the last 2 years, but, you know, it is what it is, and we're back, and we're better than ever. And I think this is great because we get to rebrand ourselves, and we get to be this bigger and better organization year after year. And, you know, we want to just bring in new people every single year, and I think we're ready to go.
Okay. You said you were sort of involved with some of the website type of things as
yes.
well, because I've been navigating through that. I appreciate sort of a lot of good information that is out there.
Thank you.
And I even saw a QR code pop up on one of the
yes.
flyers or whatever, getting the people so that once not only seeing a flyer, but then they then can become connected to it.
Correct. And that's what we're doing. Accessibility is key when it comes to marketing. I'm a marketing graduate from Kent State. I actually just graduated in December. So I wanted to, like, kind of bring that on board and, you know, be able to, like, showcase my own talents as well as kind of represent us as a whole. So,
right. One of the great things about the festival, all the different sorts of food, no matter where it comes from, what country, you know, the heritage of it. Beyond Italian, do you have a favorite kind of go-to dish you're going after?
I do. The pastelillos, which are the Puerto Rican, like, delicacy. It would have, like, the meat inside of, like, the, I guess it would be like a sort of like bread, if you will. So good. So delicious. I would definitely recommend those.
Wow. That's good. Well, we want you to get you back to enjoy the breakfast this morning.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping in, Madison.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Former queen, Italian queen for the Lorraine International, Madison Maniacci, joining us this morning. Also now involved with the association for the Lorraine International.